My very special guest is Catherine Albrecht, and we only got you for a few more minutes. So I'll ask you the final question that I normally ask my guests, if I remember. You know how we all kind of self-censor a little bit? We wonder whether or not if we say something that's kind of like out of left field, maybe even they wouldn't expect it to come out of our mouths or something of that nature. And you think that maybe if you'd say it on radio or on air or something like that, that the host might judge you, or maybe the audience won't comprehend you or something like that. Well, I pride myself on being the host that won't judge you, and I pride my audience on being the ones who will comprehend you. So if you want to say anything you like that you wouldn't ordinarily do, here's the place to do it.
Ah, well, that's a very interesting invitation. You know, I've done probably 1,000 radio interviews, and that's the first time I've heard that one, and I think it's kind of cool. I bet you get a lot of interesting comments from people with that. Well, the one thing I would tell people is that I absolutely believe that this physical reality all around us is just a fleeting blip on the screen, that there is a much bigger battle at stake, that battle is whether you're going to fight on the side of good or the side of darkness. I am a born-again, Bible-believing, wear-it-on-my-sleeve Christian. I absolutely believe that the technologies that I research and study have everything to do with the mark of the beast. I believe that we are now technologically capable for the first time in 2,000 years since biblical prophecy was granted and that was recorded about the mark of the beast. We have the technological capability of building it and putting it into place. I can feel the hot breath of the beast nipping at our heels right now as we speak. I've written a book called I Won't Take the Mark, which is about the mark of the beast for children ages probably 6 to about 12. And that's going to be coming out, Lord willing, by around Christmas time. I have written the book because when I was 8 years old, my own grandmother took me aside. This was in the 1970s and said, there's going to be a time people won't be able to buy or sell without a number or a mark on their right hand or their forehead. And I said, wow, I can't even figure out how that could be possible, because back then people didn't even have credit cards where I live, much less were there computers and a web and a net and an internet. And by the way, it's not a mistake. It's called the web or the net, because it's all about enslaving and trapping humanity. And I made a vow when I was 8 years old that I would never take the mark of the beast, and that if I saw it coming to pass in my lifetime, I'd pick up my Bible and I'd know it was true. So that has taken me on an extraordinary journey through my life. I had a visit by the Holy Spirit in 1999 that changed my life, picked me up out of what I was doing, dropped me square into the middle of the work I do now, where I've testified before the Federal Trade Commission and been invited by the Royal Society of London and spoken in Australia. And I've been all over the world. I've been on, you know, every possible major television program you can name, BBC, CBS, Evening News, NBC, NPR, Times of London, full page spread with my picture. I've done all this crazy stuff that I never expected that I would do. And all of it because I was picked up and I was told, hey, this is your job. This is your mission. You got to go out there and warn people that this is coming. So that's a big part of what I do. I would still do the privacy work that I do, even if I didn't have my strong religious convictions. But I'll tell you, when you actually understand what's at stake, then everything, you know, that's a major game changer. So before I get any further on that, I'm looking at the clock. I've got to tell people about StartPage. When you, and more importantly about Gmail, we, the Freedom Community, must stop using Gmail accounts. Listen to me and listen to me good. You must stop using Gmail as your email provider. I now have a policy where I don't even write to people with Gmail accounts, because hidden in the fine print of Google's contract with you and officially put in place as of April of this year is a policy that says that everything you do on any Google service will be recorded and placed into your central file that they keep on you. They are keeping a digital dossier on citizens around the globe. They know more about us than the NSA, CIA, IRS, and FBI combined. It's mind-blowing how much they know about us. And this is Google. How do they know it? Because multiple times a day, we take our brains and we plug them into a conduit that transmits everything we're thinking about directly into the global brain of Google. And in fact, when Sergey and Larry were asked, what do you want Google to become? Their answer was like the mind of God. So that's a lot of hubris. I got to tell you, that's a pretty intense statement to make there. But they're trying to do it. They have a picture of your home from a satellite up in the air. They got a picture of the front of your home from Google Street View. They are monitoring every single thing you think about, because you punch it into the Google search engine and you thank them for the privilege. So whenever people say, oh, but I can't give up Google because they're so wonderful and they give me all these products for free. And I say, well, that should tip you off right there. When was the last time a multinational global corporation gave you all of its products for free? And the answer is they don't. They don't. Those aren't products. They're bait. And you are the product. So they're luring you in. And something that if Stalin or Hitler or any dictator or Obama or anybody else, if they said, hey, listen, it's 1984, and we want you to just walk up to this machine and tell us what's on your mind multiple times a day, people would, there'd be riots in the streets. But when you put nice little, you know, red, yellow, blue, and green colors around it, and you call it Google, and you convince people that it is a gift, that you're giving them free information, then they thank you for the privilege. So every single search term you enter into Google is recorded and stored. They boast that they know more about your health than your doctor. They boast that they know more about your contentedness at work than you yourself know, that they can even predict when you're going to quit your job based on how you use Google and what you look up. It's mind-blowing. If you, now let me take this over to Gmail. And by the way, the answer to that is startpage.com. Add it to your browser, make it your homepage, pull the Google needle out of your arm, because they are simply providing you a window. Instead of seeing that window as what's on your mind so we can answer your question today, I want you to view that window as what can we record in our monstrous database about you now? And if you type in there, you know, drug addiction, miscarriage, sexually transmitted disease, foreclosure on my home, whatever, they'll go, oh, thank you. Thanks for reporting that. We'll just put it right here in your file. So Gmail is even worse, because what Gmail is doing is every single thing you send in a Gmail, they extract all the keywords and they add them to your profile, along with to the person to whom you wrote them. So people may know this, and this could be a whole other show, but I recently finished treatment for breast cancer, locally advanced breast cancer, and I went through 18 months of hell, essentially, and I've come in on the other side of it, and I'm healthy now. But my primary care doctor said, hey, listen, I want to get your, could you send me all your records? I know you've got some things that you scanned. Could you send them to me? And she gives me, I'm like, sure. She gives me her email address, and it's a Gmail account. And I said, you're going to be kidding me. Because if I send you my blood test results and all of my medical documentation as a PDF, according to the terms of service of Google, they will copy that PDF, they will strip it right off of that email, and they will put it in my file. And now they will know who my doctor is, they'll know my date of birth, they'll know my medical ID number, they will know all of my medical conditions, they'll know everything about me. So we need to wake up and smell the coffee here, that this company that is seemingly providing us with 10 million freebies is really creating a mind-blowing dossier of information on every single one of us. And at the point when the government says, listen, I want to distinguish the people who spend all their time online looking at Britney Spears and Lady Gaga from the people who spend their time online looking at the 10th Amendment and firearms regulations, from the people who voted for Ron Paul, from the people who fill in the blank. And when that time comes and they want to figure out who we are, who are they going to go to? They're going to go to Google. They don't need to surveil us. They don't need an eye-in-the-sky camera. They don't need anything other than to simply go to Google, because Google knows everything about you. They even know what your mom made for dinner last week because she looked up the flippin' recipe on Google. They know everything. So we have got to stop contributing our personal information to the system. Now, people will say, oh, but Facebook is so much worse. Facebook is nothing like Google. Because when you post something on Facebook, you are intentionally posting it for public consumption. You may just be posting it for your friend's public consumption, but you're posting it, and you know that it's going to be public. When you go on to Google, and you've got the shades drawn and the door shut, and you're looking around making sure nobody's there, you're all alone because you need to look up something intensely personal, it doesn't mean you're doing something wrong. You know, a woman has a miscarriage. She wants to get some online support. Man, that's not doing something wrong. You missed a mortgage payment, you're worried you might lose your home, you're trying to find a new job, you're looking for unemployment insurance, that's not doing anything wrong. It's private, though, and if you care enough to make sure that nobody's looking over your shoulder when you do it, you need to be doing it at StartPage, because if you do it at Google, they're recording it. So this company is scaring the bejeebers out of me. What they did earlier this year in the spring was they introduced their oneness privacy policy, which says that anything you do on any Google service, Google Calendar, Picasa, Google Street View, Google Maps, Google Books, Google blah, 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 anything you do on any Google service will be linked into a central file. And that was the big transition in the spring. They centralized the data keeping into one central file on you. And if you could look at that file, you would have a heart attack if you could see how much they know. It's terrifying. So for that reason, when I discovered this, I said, well, I'm either going to have to go live in the woods and give up the computer altogether, or I'm going to have to find an alternative. And that's how we created StartPage. So StartPage.com, it's owned by a small independent, actually a wonderful family in the Netherlands, where the privacy regulations are extremely tight. When you go onto StartPage.com, essentially what happens is you land on our website. We get your IP address, but we actually don't. Every website you land on gets your IP address. We overwrite it instantly with zeros. So we never, not only do we not store it, we never get it. We instantly go zeros. So even if somebody were to hack into our system, God forbid, or subpoena us, all they would get would be a bunch of zeros. They wouldn't know who had used our services. And then the second thing, when you punch in your search request, and I want to do this with DARPA real quick. If you go to startpage.com and punch in DARPA, that search, we will take your search from our servers in California and in Holland, and we will take that search term, DARPA, submit it to Google. We get the answers from Google, so they don't see you. They just see us submitting it. We get the answer from Google. We then strip out all of their tracking cookies and garbageola, and then we serve it to you cleanly with third-party certified privacy. And at that point, you have another extraordinarily cool option. And go ahead and do this. If you search for DARPA in startpage.com, and you can remember it because it's where we want you to start your web surfing, so make it your homepage. Underneath the search results, there's an option that says View by IxQuick Proxy. IxQuick is our other search engine. It's kind of the parent company of StartPage. So View by IxQuick Proxy means that we will not only do your search privately, which we just did, but we will go out to DARPA and do the same thing with DARPA that we just did with Google. So we'll go to the DARPA page you want to see, and we, from our servers, will load the DARPA information onto our servers, strip out all the crap, and then we'll load it back to you. So DARPA never sees you. They have no idea who landed on the page. If they were going to put malware or some kind of tracking device or who knows what kind of garbage they use over there on your computer, they couldn't because you never make contact with them. They never make contact with you. We're the buffer, and that's the proxy service. It's available with every single search you do at startpage.com. And I wouldn't use it every day because it doesn't allow you to fill in forms for security reasons because it's so private that if you were to use it to log into somebody's bank account and tap them out, we couldn't find you. Nobody could figure out it was you. So we disabled the filling out of forms, which is kind of a pain. It's a little bit slower because the page has to load twice. DARPA, we load it from DARPA, and then you got to load it from us. So it slows you down a little bit. But if there's a private web surfing that you want to do and you don't trust the place you're going and you don't want them to see you, then startpage.com will enable you to use that proxy so you can surf the web privately in addition to doing your searches privately. Now the final thing. On the Gmail issue, people say, well, what are we supposed to do, Catherine? You're giving us all this bad news. Well, as far as Gmail goes, don't use them. That's a simple one. I would even be careful replying to Gmail emails that come into you because anything you reply is going to go in your file and in the person you replied to's file. We are developing StartMail, which is StartPage email, which will be coming out the early part of 2013. And if your listeners would like to beta test, I've been given permission to do this throughout the summer, to make available beta test slots to radio listeners. You can do the following. Go to startpage.com, click on the StartPage logo, which will take you into the sub-pages where there's a menu. Look on the left of the menu, and at the bottom it will say Contact Us. Click that. It'll bring you up to a little form that you can fill out. And on that form, I want you to say, hey, I was listening to the Vinnie Eastwood show. I heard Catherine on the show, and she said that I could sign up and be a beta tester, B-E-T-A, beta tester for your email. And Tiffany, who's answering these, she will write you back, confirm it, put you on the mailing list so that when it comes out, you will receive an automatic sign up, so you can kick the tires, let us know what you think. It'll be completely private. We won't even be able to read your email if we wanted to. Not only will we not read it like Google, we couldn't read it if we tried because it will be fully encrypted. It will have the option of using PGP, pretty good privacy, which is actually strong encryption. And the entire disk will be encrypted. So even if somebody, you know, tanks busted down our doors and took the disk itself, they couldn't read your email because it's encrypted on there and you're the only one who has the key. So it's going to be powerful. It's going to be awesome. I'm super excited about it. It is not going to be free, got to tell you. You know, Google Gmail is worth about $5 a month. And you let them scan all of the things you write for $5 a month, which is ridiculous. So we're actually going to charge the $5 a month that it's worth, and that's going to be coming out in early 2013.
Okay. Catherine Albrecht, thank you very much for coming on the show today, and we all appreciate the work that you do in scaring the bejesus out of us, but then showing us how to basically protect ourselves.
Hey, you know, that's the key, because it can't all be negative, or we'd all just hang our heads. I mean, I love what you do on your show of adding in humor. I think that's wonderful. You got to keep your sense of humor. And what I discovered after years of telling people bad news is I got to give people good news to counter it, or else we all just want to, you know, give up. So startpage.com and startmail, and my show is kmashow.com.
Absolutely. The natural way that nature does it, ladies and gentlemen, is they package the poison with the cure, and they keep you healthy. See you again sometime, Catherine.